We're on the bottom of Samech Aleph on the base. Talmidim Yotzim with Talmud. Talmidim are allowed to go away up to a month without Rishus. Rishus Kama, how much are they allowed to go away if their wives give them Rishus? Versus Kama the boy. The wife gives them Rishus, it goes as much as they want. Right, we'll see later that the Bekiva went away for 24 years, 12 years at least, so. So how much can they go away? Where it says, Urcha demilsa kama. What's normal? What's acceptable that it would make sense, Rashi says, that he could convince his wife to give him Rishus for that amount of time. Urcha demilsa kama, Rashi, derech eretz, shlo yisol av chet. Right? What's normal? That shouldn't be something that's too much. Did I ask you before? No. People who yochol the fatosa should teach him rishus. Normal. What should a person ask for rishus? Gemara says, Omer Rav, chodesh kan the chodesh b'bayis, to alternate 1 month home, 1 month learning. Shneamar lechol dvar hamachal kol sabah v'hayotzei. Chodesh b'chodesh l'chol chodesh yashana. It says by the people who served David HaMelech, yeah, that they served 1 month in their house, 1 month at a time. And we'll see Rashi says it's not just 1 month out of the year, but there were two groups, and they alternated. So every group alternated 1 month home, 1 month, 1 month by the Melech. So Rashi, לכל דובר המחלוקו סבוע והיוצא חודש בחודש בדברי היומים במחלקו שאויובן is David. It's talking about the people who were in the work service of David HaMelech. כל מחלוקו חודש. Every shift was a month. The אפגב דמשמעוסה דעניונה משמע שלא היה פורש עם בייסו לחודש אחד בשנה. Because משמע that there were 12 different shifts and everybody spent 1 month out of the year, not alternated months, 1 month home and 1 month in the service of the king. That's the case. You can only learn that he can go 1 month to learn and 11 months be home. Now, Rav Kroy Seira, the Habor Vahayotze Starish. He's darshing that says Habor Vahayotze, which is in the singular. Mashma, that there are really only two groups, not 12 different groups. The Havila the Michtov, Ha Mishorsim is Hamelech, Lechol Dovar, Mechalkos Chodshi Ashona. Uksiv, Dvar Hamachalkos, Habo the Hayotse, Chodish Bechodish, Lechol Chodshi Ashona, Mashma, Shayushte Machalkos. There were two shifts only. Nitzavim. The Umishorsim, right, there were those that were home and those that were working. And they alternated. So it really was everybody had 1 month home and 1 month by the Melech. Shamashorsim im Hashar Zuv of Chadosh Bedilug, the Zuv of Chadosh Bedilug. So the two shifts worked alternately, and therefore whoever was on shift number one worked a month, and then went home for a month, and then back, and so on. Zuv of Zuv Yotzei Shmidei Chodesh Bechodesh Hari Chodesh Veisa Melech Vechodesh Veiso Afkan Chodesh Veis Rabo Vechodesh Veiso. They think over here. Can go learn for a month and then go home for a month and learn in his neighborhood Beis Medrash. Okay, so that's the that's what Rav said. Rav Yochanan Omar Chodesh Kan Ushnayim Beisel. Work a month away and 2 months home. Shneimar Chodesh Yu Belevanon Shnayim Chadashim Beisel. Over there, by what's it called, by the mass that they sent to Levanon to work on the getting the materials to the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech, it says they would go work for a month and then be home for 2 months and then again alternate. So here, same thing. You see that being away from home is a month every 3 months, not alternating month by month. V'rav nami my time lo omer miahi. Right? Why didn't Rav learn from this pasuk? If we see that you can be away only 1 month out of three, so why didn't he learn from that pasuk? Where's the shani binyan beis hamikdash the efshar yidei achirin? By the beis hamikdash, there were plenty of people to volunteer, so they didn't need people to be alternate month by month. It was enough to be there 1 out of 3 months, because they had other people to take their place. But when it comes to learning Torah, there's no other people to take your place. You're the one who has the mitzvah. So we say that 1 month home and 1 month learning is also acceptable. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time will omer me'ahi. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn from the pasuk of 1 month by 1 month? Shani hosim disli harvacha. Over there, by working extra, he brought home more money. So the woman was willing to let her husband go every month, every other month, because he'll benefit more for her. But by learning Torah, it's his mitzvah, not hers. So she's not benefiting directly, only indirectly. It's a little bit difficult because the Gemara says that women are zoche because they have olam haba, tchias hamesim. You only get from limud haTorah. Kol mishiyeshbo or Torah, mitzvahs don't create tchias hamesim, they enhance it. But if you don't have or haTorah, there's no way to have tchias hamesim. That's the foundation. So Gemara asks, what about women? Women don't have or haTorah, because they have it through their husbands and children. So it might say, a benefit, l'chara. But the Gemara says over here, it's only an indirect benefit, it's not a direct benefit. She can get that same benefit if he learns in the neighborhood based medrash. He doesn't have to go away to learn, but the benefit for him is his Torah is more qualitative, so he benefits. He doesn't benefit from that. He could have the same Torah learning in your home.
She doesn't get married.
So what I usually tell people is that it says that Sarah Schneer had the title Ein B'Yisrael. Right? Even though she most of her life was not married and she never had her own children. Because it doesn't mean only your own husband, your own children, but a woman who has the right hashpah and klal Yisrael is mashpia, even not directly, but creates that environment. So she also, if she can have students, and she can also have just a hashpah. From the way she is, it adds to the hashpah and klal Yisrael. There's more men who want to learn Torah because of it.
And she supports Torah?
It's also that for a woman who supports, it depends. If you support Torah just to give tzedakah, it's tzedakah. It's not Torah. If you have a Yisachar Zvulun kind of operation, then it's Chus HaTorah. Okay. Omer Rav, Asi Rashi, Ushnaim Chodoshim Beveso, Ha'ish Beveso, Shari Lamed Elet Ish Ha'ya Hamas, there were 30,000 people that were the workforce of Aishalchim Levanona Aseres Alofim Becholish, and they sent 10,000 every month. Kishemachlifim Elu Holchin Aseres Alofim Acherim. When the month was up, these 10,000 went home, and new 10,000 came. Uvachodesh Ashlishi Aseres Alofim Shlishi. Right, and the third month, another 10,000. Nimtza she'amdu harishon ve'veisam beis chadoshim, that the first ones could stay 2 months at home before they had to go again. V'chein kulam b'chilufeim kein she'ef sha'idei acherim l'fi minyan ha'chalifos kachu yu'olim, that they had plenty of shift, so they didn't have to come every month. It was good enough once every 3 months. Shani hosim disli harvacha shayu nehenem mi'beis ha'melech, because if they worked more, they got paid more, and they brought presents to their wives and more money home. V'ikar revach besa l'ficha mikabelas aleha shi'a b'beis hamelech chodesh echad mishnei chadashim. That's why it was good for her that he should be away. One of every 2 months. Shekivin shi'esh lo schar yesh lo mezonos meruvachim v'tachshitin. Aval Talmud Torah mitzvah dileihu. It's his mitzvah. He can be kind of that mitzvah close to home too. But here, if he's close to home, he's not going to make more money. So she's willing to let him go for a longer time because she'll benefit from it monetarily. Okay. Omar Rav. Since we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, we're mentioning another machlokus about Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Some say there's a connection here between Ona, that a person who's upset can't be Makayim the Ona, but the Pashtus, a lot of times the Gemara brings down another machlokus. Once we went from one machlokus, they'll tell you another machlokus. Omar Rav, Anocha Shoveres Chatzi Gufo Shel Adam. Sighing. In other words, a person who's bemoaning his fate, it breaks him down half, takes away half his koach. Shenemar, V'ato ben Adam he anach b'shivron masnayim u'mirus te'onech. Right? Says that he should sigh b'shivron masnayim. Masnayim are half of the body, right? The loins. So it breaks half the body. Rabbi Yochanan, right? What's it called? That's by Yechezkel. That this was in anticipation of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Didn't happen yet. He told him, lay on your side and sigh because of the future destruction. Rabbi Yochanan, af kol gufo shel adam. It debilitates you completely. Shenamer v'hoye ki yomru elecho al mo'ata nenach. The Amarta al Shmua ki bo the nomas kolei v'rofu kol yodayim the kosa kol ruach the chol birkayim teilach nomayim. When you ask him, what are you sighing about, you'll tell him on the Shmua that's going to come in the future. So what does it say? Rabbi Yochanan nomi yoksi b'shivrom asnayim, just half a body. Hahidechi mischala mimasnayim mischala. It starts from the loins, but it spreads to the whole body. It debilitates your whole body. Rav Nami Hoksi the Nomas Kole Varafu Kol Yodaim the cost of Kol Ruach, not half the body but everything. Shani Shmu the Beis Hamikdash Takifa Tuva. Right there it was talking about the Shmua that will be eventually on the Beis Hamikdash and how he will be afterwards. Before the Shmua comes, so it only debilitates you halfway. But after it actually happens and you're now looking back on what happened actually, then it debilitates you completely. But that's a shmua of the Beis HaMikdash, that's debilitating. But other shmuas that a person sighs for only debilitate half your body. Rashi. Anocha shuveris, aidi defligu borav, Rabbi Yochanan, bidrosha, dekro, anokad la nomi hocha. Since we had a machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, on how to learn these psukim, how to apply them, so now we have another machlokas similar to that, how to apply different psukim. Mosnayim bem tzaguf. The loins are at the midpoint of the body. Okay, let's go on. Hahu Yisrael v'olikochavim tahavu ko'azli ba'urcha. There was a Jew and a goy that were traveling together. Bahadi hadadi. Lo imtze olikochavim l'sguye bahadi Yisrael. And the goy couldn't keep up with the Jew. Ad kirei churm b'samikdash. So he wanted to slow him down. So he remembered that when you sigh over bad news, it debilitates you. So he figured this will slow him down. So he reminded him about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Nagid v'ishnach. So he sighed when he heard, he remembered the Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'afilu hachi lo imtzio v'kochom l'skuye ba'day. But the guy still couldn't keep up with him. Omer le, lav amrisu anocha shoveres chatzigufa shalodam. Didn't I hear from you that anocha at least debilitates you partially? So he should have slowed you down. Why is it still difficult for me to keep up with you? Right, that's anew. When Yechezkel was talking, when they actually heard the news of the destruction of Ethanidish, it was fresh. But now it's old news. Right? The Amri Inshi, people say, Demalfa Tichle Lo Bohasa. A woman who's used to losing children. Children die, if you get used to it, you can get used to anything. Right, that's a metzias. Right? People get used to anything. So if she has keseder, her children are dying, it's not the same as when she got used to it as the first one. Rashi. The shanan ba hurgalnu ba, he got used to it. Kemo kiven the dosh, the malfa tichli lo ba, so isha halumedes shakil baneha the kovram. Woman can even get used to bearing her children. If it happens over and over again, she's not as what's it called as overcome, right? And it doesn't make the same impression as the first one. But after it happens a few times, you get used to it to the point where it doesn't affect you as much as it did the first time. Okay. Now it doesn't affect her at all. It doesn't affect her as much. Okay, let's go on. Hatayolin b'chol yom. Right? People who are mitayel, but we'll see it means tamini chachomim. My tayolim, Omar Rava b'nei pirkei. Right? People who learn in their neighborhood yeshiva. They don't go away from home to learn. Okay, so basically they have an easy time, so they're called tayolim. They're just the tourists. They're not the real people who are moser nefesh to go away and learn and be away from home. Rashi, b'nei pirkei, talmidim shaharab motzu lahem b'iran, v'shonim pirkon v'lonim b'beisam. They go home every night. They don't stay in the dormitory. They stay home every night. So they're not as serious students. They're just tayolim. Right? That was Metzias also in yeshiva. Sometimes they let the in-town boys go home, and the other guys had to stay there. They're from, you know, and the ones that went home usually were not the more serious talmidim, because every day they were in their house and their mothers were mefanek them. They didn't have to eat yeshiva food or whatever, so they never really got a real yeshiva experience. That's why most yeshivas, even boys that are home, even our yeshiva, were makbid that the boys that live on the moshav stay in the dorm, don't go home every night. They should feel like they're learning in the yeshiva, they're not just coming, you know, once in a while from home to drop in on what's going on. Okay. Omale Abaya, Mang Dirsiv Bahu, Shav Lochem Ashkime Kum, Ma'achri Sheves, Ochli Lechem Hatzovim, Ken Yitain Liyedido, right? Shnoa, right? These are the people about who was said, you know, they get up late, and what's it called? It's berating the people who have an easy life and take it easy. Rashi, man dechsibu b'shvilam nemer labali umnios, right? Shav lochem ashkime kum me'achri sheves lemeleches harishus ochli lachmon be'etzet kein yitan hakadosh baruch hu liyedido shno lemisha menadeh lichvod u'mitzvos oshina. So people that get up early and go to sleep late because they're busy working. They're professionals who are working. They have a heavy work schedule. So somebody who does the same thing when it comes to Torah, the Rebbeinu will pay his reward to. Okay. The Omer of Yitzchak, what's it extolling? Eilu nishoseyan shel talmidei chachamim shemedat menadado sheina meineihem b'olam hazeh ubos l'chayolam haba. This is the wives of Talmidei Chachamim who are moser nefesh for their husbands. Right? They get up early for them and go to sleep late because of them, and that gives them their schus for Olam Haba. Rashi, Menado Shena, Mantinos es Baleim Shein beBeis Rabban. They wait up for them. They come home late from the Beis Medrash. Bishonim Pirkum, Alma Bishas Shena Odom beBeis Rabban. Maisa, even the people learn at home with a Rebbe nearby who go home every night, but they're moser nefesh for learning. They stay in the Beis Medrash late. The At Omer Sheishlem Pnai La'Ona B'Cholayla. Lamaisa, and you're saying these guys have an easy life, so they can live with their wives every night. Lamaisa, they come home late, they leave early, but they don't have the koach to live with their wives every night, that there should be a Chiyuv Ona every night. Elam Rabbaya Kidurav, the Omer Rav, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. The ochel mididei, the shosem mididei, the goni betula da padne, the locholi pristiko de malka above. Right? People have it easy. They have an owner every night. Right? He eats from his own and drinks from his own. He doesn't have to go to work. Yeah, what's it called? He had a Yerusha maybe, and what's it called? There's an easy life. Rashi. Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Malami Tinokesoya. He was a day school Rebbe. And he made a parnasa, he had a job. Can I bring him the narish in his batata? For lo cholit priestu du malka bovi, ain't shliach melech poras over al pischolisho lo avodus amelech. They didn't bother him to pay taxes, to work. Right? He had an easy life. He went to school, came home from school, got paid, not like day school teachers today, but in any case, Shein ein hamelech olav, shein o'asher b'neim. They don't consider him rich, that you could tax him or whatever. And they had an easy life. It was a malamed. Okay. That kind of person has an easy life, so he can have a chiyuv of olna every night. Okay. Ki osa rovin omar ki go mefanke de marava. Right? The pampered people in marava. Right, not this Marava, but in Bavel, in Eretz Israel. Yeah, Rashi. Mfanki de Marava, b'nei Eretz Israel ugonim, b'maich l'mish. People living in Eretz Israel were pampered. Right, in those days they had a better life than the people in Bavel. L'chein heim briim u'bali koach l'tashmish. Therefore, they can have a chiyuv to live with their wives every night. Okay.
Professions where they
would
go away for a few weeks or a month.
Yeah.
It had to be something that was agreed
before they got married. Oh, we'll see. So if a woman married a man and he was one profession, they decided he wants to become another one and go away for longer, he has a chance to do it. Okay, we're on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, last quarter of the Amud. Mara mentioned the pampered people who learn in their city. So they're strong enough and healthy enough to have to live with their wives every night. So now the Gemara is going to speak about Talmidei Chachamim who had extraordinary strength. Rav Avo havi koi bebani. Rav Avo was in the bathhouse. Havi samchi leitrei avde. And two of his avodim were supporting him. Couldn't go on his own. He needed support. Ifchis bebani. So the floor fell out of the bathhouse. Me to save underneath it. Yisrami le'amuda. There was a pillar that was holding up the floor that they were able to. He was able to grab onto. Solik vaskinu. He held onto the pillar and he dragged them up with him. Rabbi Yochanan havika solik bedarga. Similar case. Rabbi Yochanan was going down a ladder. Havisamchi le'ravami v'ravasi. And Ravami v'ravasi were supporting him. Ifchas darga, the staircase fell through to underneath them. Solik vaskinu, so he dragged them up. Amar le rabbanan v'chimiachar dehachi lomale lemismeche. If you're so strong, why need people to support you? Amar luim kei maniach leizikna. I want to conserve my strength for and keep it for my old age. So this way, I have people supporting me now, so I don't have to use up all my strength. I'll have it for later on. But you see, they were strong people. Okay. Rashi, Ifchas Beibani, Tachas HaMerchotzos, Yeshchol, Shamayim Noflim Shom. Underneath the bath, the bath itself, there's an empty space where they drain the water out. Askinu, Hela Esho Avodim Biyodo Achas, Uvishniyo Hayim Etapis Volabom. He dragged his Avodim up with one hand and climbed the pole with the other hand. If you're so strong, why do you need people to support you? If I don't conserve my strength now and have people support me and use it all up, I won't have anything left when I'm old.
So outside the bathhouse also he needed support?
What? Mistama, yeah. I don't know. I guess...
They carried him all the time.
I don't know if they carried him, but they supported him. They what's it called? Just see how they take over Liyoshev and... these people picking him up and walking him or whatever. Right. Okay. Huh? Okay. Va'apolim shtayim b'shabbos. Va'tanya apolim achas b'shabbos. Right. Or day workers. Says twice a week. Here it says once a week. Depends where they're working. If they're working in the city, then twice a week. They're working outside the city, then once every week. Tanya nami hachi apolim shtayim b'shabbos v'med dvarim avurim b'osim malacha b'iran av b'osim malacha b'iracher es achas b'shabbos. Rashi, no, right. Hachamorim achas b'shabbos. Right, donkey drivers who make less money but are closer to home, so they have an owner of once a week. Omer le Rabba Barbar Chanon le Abaye. Ich piltan lashmin and tayi lu poel. Right, that which it says, that what's it called, that a person's owner is once a week. So it makes sense in the Mishnah that if a man made a nether for more than a week, so he's obstructing his owner, right? But l'chor, if his owner is more than once a week, what difference does it make if he made a nether that he's not going to live with her for a week anyway, right? A week or 2 weeks, what's the difference? He doesn't anyway live with her then. Omar Leilo, Akulu, right, goes on all of them. Even the Gamolim, even the Saponim that are once every 6 months. Why? The guy's not going to live with his wife for 6 months. What difference does it make if he made a nether? He's not going to live with her for a week or 2 weeks. Right, person who knows that maybe the husband will come back, right? The boat won't go, or it's come back fast. So she's always hoping that maybe he'll come back and I'll be able to live with him. If he made a nether and she knows that it's impossible, it's usur, then that's that. Even if she knows that that they usually don't live together for 6 months, but there's always a possibility. There's no possibility. There's no pas b'salo. Rashi. Akulu nami ka'amar. Rashi before this. Yeah. Be'iram shtayim b'shabbos. If they're working in the city, it's 2 times a week. Ich b'tan lashmin and tayil poel. Tana distosim la'el. Hamadiris ishto. Be'sil om shabbos achas. Ein lo lomar zos lo b'sapen v'lo b'gamo. L'chora he'll be'sil says if he asks himself for a week on his wife, so ready, what's it called? It's a problem. What's the problem? He's not going to live with her anyway for 6 months. Lo b'chamer v'lo b'tamid chachomim. Shari afa chamer onoso achas b'shabbes u'bishvil yom echad yotziv yitek suba hari onoso mishiva l'shiva v'koshkein gamel v'sapan ein b'chlal hazeh l'tayilu poel hosu malacha b'iro shedak l'sham ishtayim b'shabbes. The only one's going to lose out is somebody who has 2 owners a week. Now he's going to stop one of the owners. But somebody whose owner is once a week, or surely less than that, surely he's not going to bother, not going to be a problem because he made a nether for 1 week. Mar says, no, it is a problem. Akulu nami komer, dayini nether yesu mishavas achaslo. Nether more than 1 week, according to Basil, no, nothing to him. Why? V'ha below nether shisha chadashim komer besaponim, eno dome le'inyin tainis. This klal was said by tainis. Mishiyesh lo pas besalo afkan below nether daita nocha lebayla shema yovel besochasman. She's always hoping maybe he'll come home early. Aval zushe dira harika misha ena mitzafel about. Here she has no hope. So somebody who has bread in the basket and he has to fast, at least he knows that there's if something happens he has the bread. Somebody who doesn't have any bread in the basket and has to fast is much worse for them. Okay, now we're going to Raphael's question. Omer le Rabba Barbar Chanin Labaya. Chamor v'nasa gamol mai. When she married him, he was a donkey driver. And their, what's it called? Ona was what? Once a week. Yeah? Once, what's chamorim? Chamorim once a week, right. And now he wants to become a camel driver, which is once a month. Okay. Right? So there's more money in being a camel driver than a donkey driver. Okay? So can he, what's it called, do it without her permission? So when they got married, she knew what he was, so she accepted it. Now he wants to change jobs. He's going to have less ona, but more money. Omerlei wrote to Isha Bekav the Tiflus Miasora Kabmapris. A woman would rather have her husband around her than be richer. So without her expressed permission, he can't do it. Tosus asked before, we said just the opposite. That the woman is happy that her husband goes to work with the king and make more money, even though he's going to live with her less. Tosus says, Mestama, there was a lot more money working with the king. Here's just a little bit raise, right, in his thing. It's not worth it to her. Okay. Hasaponim achas l'shisha chadoshim divre belezer. Omer abruna, omer rav halachak re belezer. The halach is like re belezer. Omer avada barava, omer rav zu divre belezer. That which you can go, Talmidei Chacham can go away for a month, That's only Rabbi Lazar. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but there's the Chachamim, even though they're not mentioned in the Mishnah, right? Rav Ada Bar Avos reported in the name of Rav that there is another Deya that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, that HaTalmidim Yotzim V'Talmud Torah Beis V'Gimel Shvanim Shelo Bershus. They can go 2-3 years without permission from their wives. Omar Rava Somchu Rabbanan Ad Rav Ada Bar Ava V'Avdi Uvde B'Nafshayu. The Rabbanan were Somich on Rav Ada Bar Ava, and they went away for extended times to learn, and unfortunately some of them came to bad ends because of it. They paid with their lives. Kihadar Avrechumi, where's the cases where they went away for a long time and paid with their lives? Kihadar Avrechumi Avishriach Kameh de Rava b'Mechuzah. So Rav Rechumi used to go to learn by Rava in Mechuzah. Avirogu de Havi Osla Basic Kol Mali Yom de Kippur. He only came home once a year, Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Echad Meshach de Shmaisa, right? So one day he got involved with the sugya on Erev Yom Kippur, and he didn't come home. Having mesachy devisu, hashto asi. So his wife was waiting. He was once a year, he comes home. Right, she was waiting anxiously. He's coming now. Right, there was no cell phones then to let her know what happened. Lo asa, the ma'aser when he didn't come, cholish daita. Right, so she got upset. Ochis dimasa me'ena, and she had one tear fall from her eye. Have a yosib beigra ifchis igra mitusei v'noch nafshe. Because of that one tear, the Gemara says yizaru be'onosan shal neshaychu. They'd be very careful because dimoseim krovos, and it's what's it called dangerous for a husband if he causes his wife to cry. And even though over here lemaisa, it was worse for her. Now she didn't have any husband. Here she cried because he was late. Now because of that, he died. She didn't have any husband. It's not that he was punished in her thing. It's a sakana. Right? Her tears make a mokum sakana. So even though the maisa is going to be worse for her, it's not that he was punished because of her. She created a sakana for her husband. And the maisa, because of that, he was in a mokum sakana to begin with. He was, sitting on the roof. And it was dangerous, and the roof that was a dilapidated building, and it fell through. Only shall Talmidei Chacham Emas. When is the Ona? It's once a week. When? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos, Friday night. Asher Pirio Yite Be'ito, Omer Rav Yehuda, Viseimer Rav Hun, Viseimer Rav Nachman, Zah Meshamesh Mitosu, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. That's Pirio Be'ito. Then she'll get pregnant at the proper time, and what's it called? Even though it says that somebody who's gets pregnant on Shabbos is born on Shabbos. No? No. No, it's the opposite. What's it called? They didn't have Bia, I think on Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, because then the Bnei HaEbru would come out on Shabbos. Okay. But in any case, here the Meshavish Mitosim Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and that's the proper time. Rashi says the reason is, let's see Rashi. The chamor v'nasa gamal mai nisei slok shu chamor mahu leyosus gamal shelo bershus harvocha difala she's asher o ona difala, which is better? We can take on that she'll be happier with the raise in salary, or be unhappy with the fact that he's going to be away from home too much. The kavetiflos leos baila ima miasora kaben lisasher. A woman would rather have her husband available to her than be richer. Divrei Belazer Masnisen Koy, the Sefer de Masnisen Nokin. Zu Divrei Belazer Hanech Onos Vietzio Shalobr Shus de Masnisen Diktonia Talmidim Yotzim Talmud Torah Shalobr Shus Shloshim Yom. That which it says a Talmud can only go away for 30 days without permission is only Rebbe Lezer's Shita. But the Chachamim argue on him and they say he can go away 2-3 years. Somchu Rabbanan Talmidim Shebedoreinu Somchim Al Devarav V'Yotzim Shlobershus. The Chachamim, the Talmidim, in their time were Somich on Rav Ada Bar Ava said that the Chachamim argued on Rebbe Lezer, and they used to go away without Rishus 2-3 years. The Avdi Uvdu Kavosei B'Nafshayu V'Ubolohem Little Mehem Nefashish and Noshim Amesim. And Lamais, in the end, it cost them their lives. Mesachia Targum Shal Mitzape. She was waiting anxiously for him to come home. Me'erev Shabbos Shulel Tainug Ushvisa V'Hanas Haguf. That's part of the Onik Shabbos is be on Shabbos. In fact, the what's it called, the Tzedukim, Karoyim, considered marital relations Malacha, and they assert it on Shabbos. So here, just the opposite, that's the Iker type. Okay, another case. Yehuda Berei de Reb Chiya, Chashnei de Reb Yanei Havei. Reb Yehuda Berei de Reb Chiya was the son-in-law of Reb Yanei. Also the Yosef Rav. He used to go and learn the Beis Medrash. The Chol Beis Shimshi Havei Osi Lebeisei. Every Friday he'd come home. And when he came home, he saw a pillar of fire in front of him. So one day he got so engrossed in learning, So before he would come, they would see a pillar of fire, which like announces coming. He got engrossed in learning, and then in his house, they didn't see the pillar of fire. So they figured he must have died. So they said, "Amar lahu Rabbi Yanai kafu mitaso," right? Turn over the bed. Shilmole Yehuda kaim lo bitlo naso. If it wouldn't be that, what's it called? That he's, if he wouldn't be, he's dead. He would have come home. Comes home regularly by clockwork every Friday. Have kishkagish Yosef me'ashalit. It was like altiftach pevasatan. He said something and it came true, right? V'noch nafshi, and he died. Taka, what's it called? He said that he must be dead. Otherwise he'd be home. So he died. Rebbe, basically the brave Bei Reb Chiya, Rebbe, what's it called, prepared his son for a chasana by Reb Chiya. Ki motu l'michtav ksuba noch nafshe de revisa. When they were writing the ksuba, the chala died. Omar Rebbe chasashon psula ika. There must be some reason why this marriage wasn't supposed to be consummated. Yasvi v'inu b'mishpachas. They looked back in their yichus. Rebbe Osi Mishvatya ben Avital, from David HaMelech and his wife, Shvatya ben Avital. Shvatya ben Avital was the, his wife came from Shvatya ben Avital. Rebbe Chiya Osi Mishimi, Achi David. And Rebbe Chiya came from Shimi, the brother of David. It wasn't part of the Malchus. So it was not a good match. Here was Melachim who should have married into Malchus and not somebody who was a non-Malchus. Also, the Asik Le Lebrei, Bei Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. So he made another Shidduch with his son for Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. So he was, and he was a, what's it called, Bitamat Chacham, which is also Malchus, Man Malki Rabbonin. Poskule Tartis Reshnin, Lemezel Bebei Rav. So they gave him 12 years to go learn Bebei Rav. I think the Marsha says that 12 years, they needed 2 years to, what's it called, to learn each Seder of Mishnayis. 1 year to go through it quickly, and the other one then to be ma'ayin. So you need 12 years to learn. That was the Seder HaLimud to be able to master Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Ach v'fuah kamei, 1 second, so, poskulei tartis reshnin l'meizel beirav. Echal fuah kamei, right, so he was ready to go learn 12 years before then nesuin. Because after the Erisin, he was going to take a 12-year break, go learn, and then come back and get married. They brought the Kala before him. Right? Omer lahu navi sheish on him. You know what? Let's make it 6 years. Right? He saw the Kala is worth, right, coming back for quickly. Achafua kamei, right, then burned her another time in front of him. Ichnis v'hodar ezel. He says, you know what? Let's make the nesuin now, and then I'll go learn. He was a little embarrassed that, you know, it's obviously that he was interested in living with this Kala and learning later. So he's a little embarrassed from his father. Don't worry. You're just like the Rabbanu Shalom. Originally the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to push off the wedding. The Beis HaMikdash is like Yom HaNisuin. Push it off till you get to Eretz Yisrael. And then he couldn't hold himself back. Said, make a Mishkan in the Migbar. So same thing with you. Originally, you wanted to make the Nisuin after 12 years of learning. You saw the Kala, you decided, let's get married first. Also, Yosef Tartis Rishon. So he went after the marriage, and he went to learn 12 years. The Bei Rav. The Osi Akra Devisa. When he came back, his wife already, a woman who doesn't have relations for 10 years, and the Gemara says, and she's not looking to have, she didn't know, she read 10 years and 2 more years she figured she's not going to have anyway. So after 10 years and she doesn't have a das to live with her husband during that time, then she becomes an akara. She can't have children anymore. Amar Rav, hechi mavid. So what should I do now? Megarish, I have to have children. So, and she's not capable of having children. So I should megarish her. Yomru aniyazu shav shimra. People are going to say, b'chul Hashem. She waited for it for nothing. Now megarish her. There's a poor woman that she waited for, well, I learned 12 years. Ninsavit sachri, so I'll marry another woman. No one can megarish her. So yomru zu ishto v'zu zonaso. Right? This is his real wife. This is when he's having children. The other one's just a stama zona. It's also not proper for her. Boy, lirachmi v'tzias. So he davened that she should become healed and be able to have children. Why did you do that to begin with? It could be because that was a nace. For her to become capable of having children after that was a nace. You don't daven for maisa nisa. But after he saw there's no other etza, so then he davened.
Why did they first make the suggestion to wait 12 years?
What? I don't know, because I guess, why didn't all these women become akaras? Right? So it's only, again, if you give up hope. So all the women that, what's it called, that are waiting anxiously for their husbands, right? The Gemara says, why women get a schar? Because they let their husbands go learn, and they wait anxiously for them to come back, right? So as long as they're waiting anxiously all the time, they don't become an akar. But when they give up hope, it's like they forgot about them for 10 years, like they're amana, then it happened. Kafu mitaso, kedas hamisablim, the chayv mikvias hamita, yasik vibrei, the hosi bitos rabchia, ikapsula, shloyu mugon, mazug echad. Obviously, the shidduch wasn't meant to be. Shvatya ben Avital ben David Hoya. He was the son of David. Avital shame Ashes David. And Avital was one of David's wives. Rabchia osi mishimi. And Rabchia came from Shimi, David's brother. Zeu Apsul. Shura Rebbe Hoyim base David. Velohaisa bas haba mishimi hogenis livno. Shalohaisa bas malachim. Paskale tartis leishnim kodem shiichnos. Before the Nisuin, they said go learn for 12 years. Then he saw the kala, and he decides to see that they got engaged before he even saw her. Then they brought her, maybe saw her once. Now he got a better look. First, the Rebbe said, "We'll build the base of mikdash, which is like the chuppah." Later, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, the chaz of the kirva mirov chibas kalasa. May Korak see to the aim of a sito aim of Harnach lost from a chonashiv the cha, she of all the Eretz, the Akra give no mikdash, or the sofa morosly mikdash by midbar. The Akra, Nasi Sakora, came derecha omdos esishonim below bow. A woman who's 10 years without a husband usually becomes an Akara again, unless she's anxiously awaiting to remarry. That's why there's a shaila about somebody marrying a woman, he wants, doesn't have children. And marries a woman who is older, doesn't, what's it called, has been 10 years from the time that she could have children, so it's an Indian that maybe she can't have children. But they say as long as she's been actively looking for a husband, this doesn't apply, and she's still capable of having children.